New York Breeze. Coming to you from New York, everyday stories and information for listeners in Japan. First thing in the morning, what's the most important thing or ritual that you do? For me, I grab a bag of freshly roasted coffee and hand grind the beans. Then I make a pour over. The dry fragrance of the freshly ground coffee and the wet aroma of the brewing coffee are like proof that humans can be awesome. All the steps it takes for great coffee to get to someone's home is miraculous if you think about it. And this intentional start to the day helps set my mind and mood and gets me ready for the challenges awaiting me that day. Welcome to episode number 10 of the New York Breeze, the podcast where you can listen in English and Japanese about life in New York City in easy-to-digest one-minute soundbites. I'm Chris in New York, and my co-host in Japan is Shoko. And today, we're going to do a coffee crawl below 14th Street.
Chris-san, 今回もよろしくお願いします。Shoko が日本語でお手伝いします。今回のテーマは、ニューヨークカフェ巡り。特にマンハッタン14丁目より南のカフェを回ります。
A coffee crawl is the same thing as a pub crawl, except with coffee and usually done during the daytime.
パブクロールといえば、パブを回ること、はしご酒を意味します。そうすると、コーヒークロールは日本語ではカフェ巡りということですね。クリスさん、最初はどこに行きますか？
First stop, Happy Bones.Starting on the Lower East Side, just above Canal Street, kind of in Little Italy, near the 6 train Spring Street stop, we can find the Happy Bones coffee joint.
Canal Street の北、Little Italy からですね。Happy Bones が地下鉄レキシントンアベニュー線の駅、Spring Street 6の近くにあります。
This is the newest coffee company on this list, and they are the only ones who don't roast their own coffee.All of the other stops on this coffee crawl serve their own coffee that they roast themselves. Happy Bones serves coffee roasted by Counterculture, who are headquartered in Durham, North Carolina. What I love about Happy Bones is how their small shop is beautifully designed, and they sure know how to dial in their espresso, and their location is great.
これから回る他のカフェとの違いは、豆は自家焙煎ではなく、カウンターカルチャーという会社から仕入れていることです。
Their story goes like this. Our obsession with great coffee comes from growing up in New Zealand, which has had a thriving espresso culture for two decades. We opened our first store in Little Italy as an homage to the legacy and traditions of the country that invented espresso. And we're based in New York because it's a city that rewards excellence, which is what we strive for in every coffee we serve.Best bets, espresso, drip coffee, barista's choice.
ここ20年間、エスプレッソ文化が栄えているニュージーランド。そこで育ったバリスタの入れるこだわりにこだわり抜いた一杯が楽しめるのですね。ここのエスプレッソ飲んでみたいです。
Next stop, Gregory's. Walk north of Houston Street and over to 649 Broadway, and we find ourselves at Gregory's spot in NoHo.Their tagline is, See Coffee Differently. If you take a look at their logo, you'll understand why. Gregory's Coffee opened for business in 2006, but their story goes back some 30 years earlier at a donut shop in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. They say, Our team works tirelessly to select coffees for our program and develop roast profiles to bring the absolute best out of each bean. It's true.Gregory's pour-over bar uses the AeroPress, and when done right, it produces a really nice cup of coffee.
ハウストンストリートの北をブロードウェイ649まで歩いていくと、グレゴリーズがあります。エアロプレスを使い、試行錯誤を重ねた結果、生み出されたコーヒーが楽しめるのです。
They also have a really refreshing selection of drinks, and here's where you can try something a bit different.Like a glass of activated charcoal milk or a beetroot flavored latte. Best bets, everything in general, AeroPress drinks or barista's choice, donuts.
活性炭ミルクは写真で見ると真っ黒でまさに炭ですね。健康には良さそうですけど。
Third stop, Think Coffee. Head up Broadway a few blocks and take a left on 4th Street. The next street over is Mercer. Take a right up Mercer and you'll hit the original Think Coffee on 248 Mercer Street.
ブロードウェイを北へ、マーサストリートをさらに北へ行くと、Think Coffeeがあります。
You'll be steps away from Washington Square Park and in the heart of NYU. If you want to be a laptop camper or get your study group together, then this is the perfect place. Tons of space, free fast Wi-Fi, and a huge menu with socially responsible coffee. They even have beer and wine. Your best bet here depends on who's working bar. If you don't know the barista, then it's better to order standard items like regular coffee or something simple.Look at what other people are ordering and stick with that. Think's roasted coffee is ethically sourced and is a good buy.
広々とした Wi-Fi 完備のお店で、家庭用の豆もおすすめです。
Socially responsible.
社会的に責任を負っているとか、
ethically sourced.
倫理的な供給源の、ということは、産地や生産方法がはっきりしていて、品質が高く安全である。さらに、発展途上国から適正価格で購入している。つまり、フェアトレードであるということでしょう。ニューヨーカーらしいと私は思いました。先ほどのカフェ、グレゴリーズのタグライン。
See coffee differently.
コーヒーを違った角度で見てみよう。や、ロゴの意味も少し分かってきた気がします。
When you're done, follow West 4th Street to Washington Square Park and enjoy the walk.From inside the park, head through the Washington Square Arch and walk up Fifth Avenue towards Union Square. Best bets, drip coffee, maybe a latte. Watch what other people are ordering and copy that. Bags of roasted coffee. Fourth stop, Joe. To get to Joe from Fifth Avenue, you'll want to take a right onto 13th Street. Since Fifth Avenue divides the East and West Streets in Manhattan, you'll see that Joe's Coffee Shop on 9 East 13th Street.Straddles the line between East Village and West Village. They're around the corner from Union Square and cater to all walks of life, with a lot of students and professors from all the schools in the neighborhood. This is the oldest coffee company on the list. Joe was founded in 2003, and this is their second location. I love Joe's roasting. I think their coffee consistently tastes just about the best. I think Joe has the best value for roasted coffee in NYC.When I was in grad school, I used to visit this shop every day, and I'm so happy that they've stayed in the game, continued to grow and evolve with the industry. I love their roasts, but they only offer pour-over during the slow hours later in the day. Their espresso drinks and cold brew are consistently delicious, but their batch-brewed drip coffee I have sometimes found to be hit or miss.
Joe に行くには、5th Avenue を13丁目で右折します。今回巡るカフェの中では最も古く、学生、教授にもよく利用されている。クリスさんも大学院生時代に毎日通っていたのですね。コーヒーの種類、バッチブリューを調べてみました。プロユースのコーヒーメーカーで作るブラックコーヒーとあります。当たり外れがあるということは、バリスタによって出来が変わる職人技であるということですね。
I have a funny little story. More recently, one time I came in here and I ordered by saying, can I get a regular cup of Joe? I waited for a long time, wondering why they didn't just fill the cup and hand it to me like they always do. Finally, they called my name and I got a cappuccino. Cup of Joe, cappuccino. I sipped it and debated whether I should say anything, but I really wasn't in the mood for all that milk in my coffee.When the line died down for a second, I said to the girls working at the counter that I wanted a regular drip coffee. They were cool about it. They refunded me the difference, but I gave it to the barista as a tip. Best bets, espresso drinks, cold brew, pour over after 3 p.m., bags of roasted coffee.
カフェは騒がしいから、注文が聞き間違えられることもあるのですね。クリスさんの発音が間違えられるなら、私の注文が通じなくても当たり前と思うことにします。
Fifth stop, Birch. By now, you're getting pretty caffeinated and catching up to a normal New Yorker. A lot of us drink 6 or 7 cups of coffee a day. Walk about 2 blocks west along 13th Street and you'll find Birch Coffee's West Village location. It's at 56 7th Avenue between 13th and 14th Streets. Birch puts the capital H in hospitality. Their catchphrase is Birch loves you, which is really heartfelt and welcoming. They really want their cafes to be a place for strangers to connect and for their customers to become regulars. For this reason, they don't offer Wi-Fi, but some locations do offer beer as well as coffee. They serve excellent espresso drinks, and their cold brew is just about my favorite too. What's better is their concentrated Kyoto-style drip chilled coffee. It's made in small batches, and they don't always have it. They roast in Long Island City, and they put a lot of pride and effort into ethical sourcing and roasting locally. Best bets? Espresso drinks, drip coffee, bags of roasted coffee.
13丁目を2ブロックほど西へ歩くとバーチです。アットホームな雰囲気で初めてのお客にも温かく接してくれるのがいいですね。
Last stop, Toby's Estate. Walk downtown along 7th Avenue and just past Greenwich Avenue, where all the streets seem to be colliding into each other, you'll find Toby's Estate's West Village Cafe and Brew Parlor, housed within a landmark 1920s artist studio on the corner of 7th Avenue and Charles Street. Look for the bench outside. Great for people watching. They have delicious cold brew and know how to serve a real flat white. Best bets, drip coffee, espresso drinks, or barista's choice, bags of roasted coffee.
7th Avenue をダウンタウンに向かい、グリニージアベニューを過ぎたところにあります。本格的なフラットホワイトと出てきたので調べてみると、エスプレッソにカプチーノやラテよりも少ない量のフォームミルクを加えたものだということです。
After all that coffee, you're gonna need to get a real meal. Just a few blocks away from Toby's Estate is Red Farm on 529 Hudson Street. They have a few locations around the city and have become very popular for their modern take on Chinese food, particularly dim sum.
レッドファームはすぐ近くにあるので、カフェ巡りの後、食事をするのに最適ですね。
It is a little pricey, but the food is clean and the menu is something you're definitely not going to find in Japan. Dumplings that are original and mouth-watering, like oxtail dumplings, egg rolls made with pastrami from Katz's Deli, local scallop and shrimp dumplings. I'll just leave it to you to figure out the rest from here.
カッツデリといえば、メグライアン主演の恋人たちの予感に出てくるデリカテッセンですね。そこの名物、パストラミにさらに手を加えて作ったエッグロール。美味しそうです。
All right. Thank you for listening and taking time to enjoy our podcast. If you like what you hear, hit that like button, shoot us a review, and get subscribed.
聞いてくれてありがとう。ではまた。
Until next time, peace out.
それでは、クリスさんの英語をもう一度お聞きください。
A coffee crawl is the same thing as a pub crawl, except with coffee, and usually done during the daytime. First stop, Happy Bones. Starting on the Lower East Side, just above Canal Street, kind of in Little Italy, near the 6-train Spring Street stop, we can find the Happy Bones coffee joint. This is the newest coffee company on this list,And they are the only ones who don't roast their own coffee. All of the other stops on this coffee crawl serve their own coffee that they roast themselves. Happy Bones serves coffee roasted by Counterculture, who are headquartered in Durham, North Carolina. What I love about Happy Bones is how their small shop is beautifully designed. And they sure know how to dial in their espresso, and their location is great. Their story goes like this.Our obsession with great coffee comes from growing up in New Zealand, which has had a thriving espresso culture for 2 decades. We opened our first store in Little Italy as an homage to the legacy and traditions of the country that invented espresso. And we're based in New York because it's a city that rewards excellence, which is what we strive for in every coffee we serve. Best bets, espresso, drip coffee, barista's choice. Next stop, Gregory's. Walk north of Houston Street and over to 649 Broadway, and we find ourselves at Gregory's spot in NoHo. Their tagline is, "See coffee differently." If you take a look at their logo, you'll understand why. Gregory's Coffee opened for business in 2006, but their story goes back some 30 years earlier at a donut shop in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. They say, "Our team works tirelessly to select coffees for our program and develop roast profiles to bring the absolute best out of each bean." It's true. Gregory's pour-over bar uses the AeroPress, and when done right, it produces a really nice cup of coffee. They also have a really refreshing selection of drinks. And here's where you can try something a bit different, like a glass of activated charcoal milk or a beetroot-flavored latte. Best bets? Everything in general, AeroPress drinks or barista's choice, donuts. Third stop, Think Coffee. Head up Broadway a few blocks and take a left on 4th Street. The next street over is Mercer. Take a right up Mercer and you'll hit the original Think Coffee on 248 Mercer Street. You'll be steps away from Washington Square Park and in the heart of NYU. If you want to be a laptop camper or get your study group together, then this is the perfect place. Tons of space, free fast Wi-Fi, and a huge menu with socially responsible coffee. They even have beer and wine. Your best bet here depends on who's working bar. If you don't know the barista, then it's better to order standard items like regular coffee or something simple. Look at what other people are ordering and stick with that. Think's roasted coffee is ethically sourced and is a good buy. When you're done, follow West 4th Street to Washington Square Park and enjoy the walk. From inside the park, head through the Washington Square Arch and walk up 5th Avenue towards Union Square. Best bets? Drip coffee, maybe a latte. Watch what other people are ordering and copy that. Bags of roasted coffee. Fourth stop, Joe. To get to Joe from 5th Avenue, you'll want to take a right onto 13th Street. Since 5th Avenue divides the East and West Streets of Manhattan, you'll see that Joe's Coffee Shop on 9 East 13th Street straddles the line between East Village and West Village. They're around the corner from Union Square and cater to all walks of life, with a lot of students and professors from all the schools in the neighborhood. This is the oldest coffee company on the list. Joe was founded in 2003, and this is their second location. I love Joe's roasting. I think their coffee consistently tastes just about the best. I think Joe has the best value for roasted coffee in NYC. When I was in grad school, I used to visit this shop every day, and I'm so happy that they've stayed in the game, continued to grow and evolve with the industry. I love their roasts, but they only offer pour-over during the slow hours later in the day. Their espresso drinks and cold brew are consistently delicious, but their batch brew drip coffee I have sometimes found to be hit or miss. I have a funny little story. More recently, one time I came in here and I ordered by saying, "Can I get a regular cup of Joe?" I waited for a long time, wondering why they didn't just fill the cup and hand it to me like they always do. Finally, they called my name, and I got a cappuccino. Cup of Joe, cappuccino. I sipped it and debated whether I should say anything, but I really wasn't in the mood for all that milk in my coffee. When the line died down for a second, I said to the girls working at the counter that I wanted a regular drip coffee. They were cool about it. They refunded me the difference, but I gave it to the barista as a tip. Best bets, espresso drinks, cold brew, pour over after 3 p.m., bags of roasted coffee. Fifth stop, Birch. By now, you're getting pretty caffeinated and catching up to a normal New Yorker. A lot of us drink 6 or 7 cups of coffee a day. Walk about 2 blocks west along 13th Street, and you'll find Birch Coffee's West Village location. It's at 56 7th Avenue, between 13th and 14th Streets. Birch puts the capital H in hospitality. Their catchphrase is, "Birch loves you," which is really heartfelt and welcoming. They really want their cafes to be a place for strangers to connect and for their customers to become regulars. For this reason, they don't offer Wi-Fi, but some locations do offer beer as well as coffee. They serve excellent espresso drinks, and their cold brew is just about my favorite too. What's better is their concentrated Kyoto-style drip chilled coffee. It's made in small batches, and they don't always have it. They roast in Long Island City, and they put a lot of pride and effort into ethical sourcing and roasting locally. Best bets? Espresso drinks, drip coffee, bags of roasted coffee. Last stop, Toby's Estate. Walk downtown along 7th Avenue and just past Greenwich Avenue, where all the streets seem to be colliding into each other, you'll find Toby's Estate's West Village Cafe and Brew Parlor, housed within a landmark 1920s artist studio on the corner of 7th Avenue and Charles Street. Look for the bench outside. Great for people watching, they have delicious cold brew and know how to serve a real flat white. Best bets, drip coffee, espresso drinks, or barista's choice, bags of roasted coffee. After all that coffee, you're going to need to get a real meal. Just a few blocks away from Toby's Estate is Red Farm on 529 Hudson Street. They have a few locations around the city and have become very popular for their modern take on Chinese food, particularly dim sum. It is a little pricey, but the food is clean and the menu is something you're definitely not going to find in Japan. Dumplings that are original and mouth-watering, like oxtail dumplings, egg rolls made with pastrami from Katz's Deli, local scallop and shrimp dumplings. I'll just leave it to you to figure out the rest from here. All right. Thank you for listening and taking time to enjoy our podcast. If you like what you hear, hit that like button, shoot us a review, and get subscribed. Until next time, peace out.